This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with what Vice President Harris said last night about Donald Trump. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
At a CNN town hall in suburban Philadelphia Wednesday night, host Anderson Cooper asked Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris if she thinks Donald Trump is a fascist. Harris said, "Yes, I do," leaving no doubt that she believes Trump can be characterized by the far-right authoritarian ideology. Harris's answer came shortly after Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, also described his former boss as a fascist. Harris also said during the town hall that as president, she would offer a new approach to governing when it comes to caring for older Americans and bringing down consumer costs, saying, "I'm not going to shy away from saying, hey, these are still problems that we need to fix." Donna Warder, Washington.
Donald Trump was at a town hall in the crucial state of Georgia, warning that the world is in such bad shape that another global war could be ahead.
Nuclear weapons, the power is, it's indescribable, and you don't even want to think about it.
Striking Boeing factory workers have voted no on the company's latest contract offer. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The offer included pay raises of 35% over 4 years. Boeing workers say a sticking point was the company's refusal to restore a traditional pension plan that was axed a decade ago.
The strike has stopped production of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. Trash carried by a North Korean balloon fell on the presidential compound in South Korea this morning as tensions continue between the Koreas. At least 24 people have died in the Philippines, where a tropical storm set off landslides and flooding. It's hotter than usual for this time of year in parts of the central and southern U.S. It's going to be 88 degrees in Baton Rouge, Louisiana today. This is AP News. Ron Ely, the tall, muscle-bound actor who played the title character in the 1960s NBC series Tarzan, has died. He was 86.
Ron Ely told London's Daily Express in 2013 he was a last-minute casting decision for the Tarzan TV series after a football player who had the role was attacked by a chimp while filming the pilot. Ely also starred in the 1975 film Doc Savage, The Man of Bronze. He hosted the Miss America pageants in the early 1980s, where he met his wife Valerie, who was Miss Florida. He retired from acting to write detective novels. In 2019, his wife was stabbed to death at their home by their 30-year-old son Cameron, who was shot and killed by police. Ely also had two daughters. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A famous grizzly bear beloved by tourists in Grand Teton National Park has died after being hit by a vehicle in Wyoming. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.